congregation please rise in our processional hymn? It's hymn number 879, For the Beauty of 879. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin, not free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise with the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise found on page 138 and following. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. And for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise for this whole month of July is hymn number 835, verses 1 and 2, Today Only. All creatures worship God, and used to be all creatures of our God and King, but 835 verses 1 and 2. The first reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 66.
Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breasts, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried in her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your body shall flourish like the grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with God's servants, and the Lord's indignation is against God's enemies. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm for today is Psalm number 66, verses 1 through 9. We read this responsively. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Give to God glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done.
God is awesome in God's deeds.
God turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in God,
who rules by God's might forever.
Whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves.
Bless our God. Let the sound of God's praise be heard.
Who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading for this day is from the book or the letter to the Galatian church, Galatians chapter 6. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I'm writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus the Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be among them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel for today, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. You've heard me say it before, and I will say it on my dying day. We rise in honor of the gospel reading and the gospel in our midst. But due to the length of the gospel, I invite you to be seated, not get too comfortable, and to listen to the gospel. Go ahead and be seated as the gospel is read. Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your to our feet we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.'" Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. The message of Jesus today and the message of Luke, the gospel writer, is very simple. It's this. There's a lot of work to do. Plain and simple. There is a lot of work to do in the world. When we think of Jesus of Nazareth, whom we call the Christ, we think of the 12 followers, the 12 disciples, all men. You've heard me say from this pulpit for 14 years, I believe that there were dozens and dozens of disciples, men and women, and even maybe children, who followed Jesus. Here, in Luke's gospel, we have that answer. I am affirmed. All four Gospels talk about how Jesus sends out the 12 disciples two by two. Okay, so we've got that in all four Gospels. But only Luke in today's Gospel has the fact that he sent out 70, 35 pairs of disciples to prepare his way into places he was going to go. Billy Graham, when he used to do his crusades across the nation, would do the same thing. He would send out dozens and dozens of people to the communities he would be in,
L.A., Chicago, wherever it might be, and they would prepare for the rally that the week or the weekend that he was there. Jesus does the same thing. Billy Graham was a smart pastor. Jesus sends out 70 pairs to prepare the way for the kingdom of God to be heard and received. Luke, I think, shares this because Luke wants you, the hearers of his sermon, his gospel, to know that all humanity, men, women, and children, are invited to be a part of the kingdom of God. In Genesis chapter 10, go home and prove me wrong. Genesis chapter 10, there's a listing of all the nations of the world back at the time of Genesis. And how many do you think there were listed in Genesis chapter 10? Guess, just guess. 70. So it's thought that Jesus is sending out the 70 as symbolic. Luke tells his story to symbolically let us know that all of humanity, all of the world, belongs to the kingdom of God. Disciples of Christ, followers of Christ Jesus. And God wants to save the whole world. Listen again what Jesus said to these 70 people. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Especially after a 2-year pandemic. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. I love that. And then he goes on to the rest of the gospel. Take no purse, take no bag, take no sandals. Don't get, you know, waylaid. Oh, squirrel! As you travel down the road, you're part of the mission of God. You're a disciple of Christ. And of all the metaphors of Jesus, we in this community of American Falls, agricultural community that it is, okay, whether you've been out in the fields or not, I've hauled grain before. They wouldn't let me run the combine, but I drove a grain truck once, almost rolled the thing because I didn't know how heavy it was, the full load of grain. They said, forget it, Pastor, keep preaching, don't drive truck. Of all the metaphors of Jesus, we should understand the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. Vacation Bible School is this month, from the 11th through the 15th, the second full week. You do the math. From the 11th to the 15th, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11:30 in the morning. We used to have, for the 14 years I've been your pastor, happy anniversary, by the way, that was last month. June 14th. 14th on the 14th. That's pretty good. I hadn't thought of that. For the last 14 years, we've averaged anywhere from 27 to 36. That's kind of the average. Some years less, some years a little bit more. But 27 to 36 students. And the amazing thing is to me, as a pastor, is that we've had a one-on-one ratio of staff, the ladies or the gentlemen in the kitchen pouring punch and getting cookies ready, or the people out on the lawn helping with sports, or science. We now do science in the parking lot. We blow up pop bottles and everything, right? We've had in this congregation a one-on-one ratio almost every year, teachers and staff to students. That's amazing, because you know the teachers learn more than even the students do. So we're all being disciples. We're all being educated. There's a job for everyone, and there's a lot of work to do. Last year, instead of just roving around, I like crafts the best. I didn't like science. I'm not very athletic, so playing with a ball and all that kind of thing. You know, I'm an old man now. I just stand by the side and go, good job, kick that ball really hard. But I like the crafts. You know, I can color with the best of them and do beads and all that kind of stuff. It's art. Last year, Lacey said, this year. I said, okay. And she smiled. She goes, you got the first, second, and third graders. It's the biggest class. I had 17 students out of 27 last year in my class. 17 total, not all on one day. I think they came maybe one of the 5 days all together, but they had soccer practice and all that kind of thing. And what was funny is that I was teaching them. I have taught all of my adult life. You know, catechism and Sunday school and vacation Bible school. All of the other teachers and staff would sneak by my door, which we left open. It was hot. You know me. Too hot in the room.
They sneaked by the door to see if I was still alive. Yeah, to see if I was still standing. And every one of them did it. Every one of the staff and teachers snuck by every day to see if I was standing. And I and the kids did fine. We did okay. There's a lot of work to do. It's amazing how we affect the young people in our lives. And I'm constantly, when I think they're not paying attention at all, that's when they get it. And said, you know, Pastor Beek said. Or when they're supposed to be paying attention in confirmation class and the like, or vacation Bible school, they go, squirrel. But it's amazing how we affect these young people's lives. It's amazing how Jesus knew that to send out 35 pairs of disciples would affect people and prepare for the kingdom of God to be in their midst. Yesterday, by chance, this wasn't all part of the script. I didn't just make it. It's a true story. Yesterday, I and a friend from seminary, we were talking about all the things going on in the nation and that. And all of a sudden, we went down the rabbit hole of elementary school teachers. I can name, from kindergarten through sixth grade, every one of my teachers and remember them by face. Now, seventh, eighth, and ninth grade, middle school, they called it, junior high, where I lived, I don't remember one teacher. Junior high and high school, I don't remember. When I got to college, I started remembering them again. But junior high and high school was a blur. I blame puberty, you know, and all that stuff going on. But kindergarten through sixth grade, I can remember every teacher's name and every one of their faces. My challenge to you during this 4th of July 5-day weekend, some people started on the 1st and they're not going to end it till the 6th. They're having fireworks on the 5th in places. My challenge to you is to think about your school teachers. And then someday at coffee hour, tell me, who was your favorite teacher of all of them? I didn't have, between kindergarten and sixth grade, they were all my favorites. And they had all their own personalities. We had old ones, we had young ones, we had one woman. She looked like Natalie Wood, everybody said. She was right out of college, 21 years old. Oh, every boy was in love, fifth grade. Every boy was in love with her. Every girl wanted to be her. Miss Law was her name, I'll never forget. And she was a very different person from my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Zink. And then in third grade, there was Mrs. Wadley. And I can tell you all of them. I can tell you all of their names. It wasn't until I was in college when I really got a favorite professor. I had one in college and one in seminary. And to my dying day, they will be my favorite teachers who have affected my life. I am who I am today, not only as a pastor, but as a person, because of that teacher in college and that teacher in seminary. I took every class the teacher in college taught. Religion teacher, go figure, PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. I took every class he taught. I was one credit shy of a double major, but who as an artist needs a double major? I had a minor in religion. It was worked, you know. The teacher I loved dearly in seminary who taught me everything died my third year out of 4 years there of Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 43. And I will never forget him as long as I live. What teacher affected your life? And I could say in a good way or in a bad way. I mean, there's those two. I don't remember any of the junior high or high school ones, but it's not because they were bad teachers. I just don't remember them. It's amazing how we affect one another. Jesus is the rabbi, the teacher, okay? He is the teacher. We are the disciples, which is that Greek word for students. He sends out his students, two by two, like Noah's Ark, 35 pairs of them, to prepare for the kingdom of God to be in their midst. And yet you are called into the world and into your community also to teach and share the good news of Jesus Christ. July 11th through the 15th, you can pour punch, you can give out plates of cookies, you can teach a class, you can do some crafts, you can go kick a ball with them out in the lawn if you want. I challenge you, or a family member, talk to your family members about maybe being involved. 5 days in a row, it doesn't have to be from 9 o'clock in the morning till 11:30 in the morning. It can be for an hour, for a couple hours. It's amazing how the teacher, the rabbi, then becomes the student. I think the teachers that I had who affected me the most from kindergarten through sixth grade and then in college and seminary knew that they were more students than they were teachers, because the students taught them also. Every year there was something new that they could learn. It's not that they knew everything. My sister is a math teacher. 2 + 2 = 4. 3 + 3 = 6, right? There's nothing new there. Every year she learned something new from her 156 kids that she taught yearly. She was a good teacher. Got Teacher of the Year award at least twice, I think 3 times. I'll brag. 3 times in her 38-year career, Teacher of the Year award. And every year she debated, should I do this or not? Should I renew my contract? Finally, she was tenured. She still thought, should I do this or not? Her colleague said, what do you need? A hit on the head? You've got Teacher of the Year award. They gave you 12 red roses. Whoever gave you 12 red roses before? It's like a burning bush, you and Moses. There's a lot of work to do, especially the second week in July, but even after that. And we are called to be teachers and leaders and disciples for one another and share the kingdom of God with one another. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. Amen.
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Today in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers in the church our bishops Elizabeth Eden and Kristen Kempel. We pray this whole month, go figure, this whole month of July, before, during, and after, for our vacation Bible school here at St. John's. We pray for the students, the staff, and the teachers, the disciples doing all the work. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine, Russia, and all the nations around the war. We pray for people who have lost property and life due to the wildfires in Arizona and New Mexico, and the flooding still in Montana, Yellowstone, and India. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders of crisis. Notice that this next Saturday, the 9th? Yes, Saturday. There's the salmon thing happening. Poster on the door, announcement in the bulletin, read it, okay? Prayer for the sick, hospitalized, and need, we also remember. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all of God's people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. God of the harvest, you send your church into the world to proclaim Christ's new creation to all. The church as it carries out your mission of peace and healing. We pray for all ministers, missionaries, and disciples. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Your creation abounds with flowing waters, clean air, and bountiful land for all creatures great and small. Motivate humankind to live lives that protect and sustain the earth and all of its creatures. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. God of peace, guard the nations of the world. Let no leaders exalt themselves, but lift up the most vulnerable and work for the good of all people. Send your Holy Spirit to help us rid the world of all classism, inequity, poverty, and hunger. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Mothering God, reveal your healing presence to all who are sick or dying, lonely or afraid. Especially we pray for all those whom we now meet before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We give you thanks for this congregation, St. John's Lutheran Church. Lord God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from this world pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. God of joy, we give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those we lift before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of freedom, you desire abundant life for all. As we celebrate this Independence Day, instill in us gratitude, generosity, and persistence in working toward freedom for all people, in our nation and in the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy to Christopher Holt Grover. Happy birthday this week to David Rupp and Joseph Gallegos. Happy anniversary this week to Sonny and Mary Galvin. This week at St. John's, see the reading and prayers page with this week's listing on the schedule there.
Once again, I'm going to plea for you to stop by the youth lounge and find something that you need to take home with you. We're trying to make a little bit more room in the storage areas of our church, and there's a lot of stuff that really doesn't need to be here. Some of it has been there at least since 1974 that I'm aware of, some of it earlier than that. If you don't think there's something in there that you need, I'll come down and find something for you. Please stop in.
Are there any other announcements, worship bulletin, or corrections to the ones found there?
I think worship committee is at 5:30, not 7 o'clock.
Oops.
And the community breakfast that AFN Bread is sponsoring is tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 10:30 in the city park. And there's a flag raising at 8:30. And it's really nice. You need to come.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 405, As Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the great Thanksgiving found on page 144 and following as we prepare for the Eucharist. Page 144. The Lord be with you.
The body of Christ given to you.
body of Christ given to you. The 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 body of Christ given to you. Body of Christ will be here. 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 Body of Christ. Body of body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. The body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. I thought she was done. Please rise for the blessing, post-communion canticle hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Refresh us through the healing power of the Spirit of life.
In your mercy, strengthen your gift in faith and trust toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus the Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hymn 890. Hymn 890.